B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Nicole, executive producer here of the Main Rewind, the Ram Morning Show.
What a title.
Yep.
What did you say yesterday? I thought you put it in a good perspective. How did you relate your job?
I said that we're the tornado and she's the storm chaser.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Dorothy.
And sometimes she intercepts us and has to get inside the tornado. But the madness of MRL.
Yes. If you could get in front of the MRL show tornado and warn people of the destruction that's about to come, you've done your job. But sometimes you miss it, and we have to do a cleanup.
Sometimes it comes out of nowhere.
It really couldn't be more true. But anyway, something the three of us noticed the other day, we were looking at one of your exes, Lauren's Instagram, and there seems to be somebody in the crew that looks a lot like you. And the three of us, we were like, oh, Lauren's clearly got a type. Do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, my ex is hanging out with somebody new, and she, like, and so it's a girl. But here's the thing in the lesbian community, you're one of two types. You are either like feminine and you are super girly, or you're more like me, where it's like kind of tomboy, more masculine than feminine.
Don't they call you a stud?
Don't they call you a stud?
So, like, kind of, my, like, official gay title would be a stim. Like, I'm kind of stud, kind of femme, because I don't wear, like, baggy clothes and I don't have short hair. So, like, my long hair still makes me a little bit of feminine.
Okay. You never wear it down.
Is the word butch insulting?
I think that's just outdated.
Okay. Yeah. All right, no, this is a good learning curve for all of us straight people.
If someone called me like butch, I don't even know if I'd be mad. I'd just be like, what?
You said that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because, yeah. Okay, so.
So she's hanging out with somebody new, and she happens to have brown hair. We happen to have similar clothing style.
Other person wears the hair up just like you.
Yeah, yes. She happens to have a bun and an undercut.
Wow.
Yeah, she's an undercut, huh?
I think Lauren says she has an undercut. Huh.
And the fact that her name is Nicole just blows me away.
So can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
Do you feel replaced? Because I dated somebody who dated people who all looked like me. Like, it was someone who I would consider, like, kind of a celebrity, but he dated a celebrity, dated a Playboy model, and then dated me.
Whoa.
But we all had
to say.
No,
is it Leo DiCaprio?
No. But we were all like olive skin, dark hair, dark eyes. Like, we all had the same features.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
I'm sorry, I can't get past it. Like, oh my.
That's a really cool way of building yourself up, too. Be like,
yeah. Listen, I was the least hot of the three. At least Nicole gets to be,
Yeah.
I think all my exes dated, like, retail people at Walmart, you know?
Yeah.
She's competing with
That was the claim to fame. Yeah. He dated Alyssa Milano, so.
I one time went up to Halle Berry and said, I have an ex that looked just like you. Do you mind if I get a picture? She's like, you in your dreams. The weird thing was, though, is that they do this together.
Where we at?
Nola!
What we doing?
Drinking!
Where we at, Nola? What we doing, drinking?
Wait.
That was y'all's thing.
I know, but you didn't answer my question.
I don't know. Yeah, so go back to your
question. Again?
If she feel replaced?
Sorry. I don't know if replaced is, like, the right word for it. I mean, like, that chick was my best friend for over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, losing that is and, like, seeing her new group of friends.
But do you think she's trying to fill a void?
I mean, I think, I don't know if it's so, I think she's just trying to.
I think she has a type. She knows what.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
She likes, and she likes what is you, Nicole.
Yeah, I mean, it's
but
like
not
everyone.
You.
Well, but if she could find another version.
I mean, you're attracted to like what you're attracted to. So
people are texting in Nicole. You can't replace Nicole. She's too hot.
No. Do you see it as a as like kind of? Did we already ask this? Insulting, or are you?
No, I don't.
Honored.
No, I don't. I don't even like. To be honest, I don't even fully think I know. Like, I mean, obviously, like when you see your ex with someone new, no matter who it is, like that first initial feeling is like, dang.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, like, you want what's best for that person. Sure. I clearly wasn't what was best. She's got a type. So I'm like all in her corner. Always in her corner.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just, it's funny how people have their type.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they do. You know, when I first started dating Sterling, he asked me, he was like, have you dated other black guys? Because I think he wanted to see if I was someone who like fetishized black people. And I'm like, no, you're my first.
You know, didn't you feel the same way about guys who might date somebody who's a little bigger?
What do you mean?
Didn't you? Isn't there?
I asked him. I was like, "Do you date big guys?"
What a conversation.
He doesn't.
Okay, we're clear. Let's move on.
All right, so we're both bending the norms. I get it.
But I feel like you don't have a what.
No, I don't. I mean, I dated blondes. I dated my high school sweetheart was a Portuguese brunette. I dated an Amanda before I married an Amanda, but that was just by chance. And that Amanda was blonde. I don't really have a type.
I don't think I do either.
I think I gravitate.
Strong. I love strong women. Like the woman that needs to be able to hang. Like I love that. I don't need a woman who's like, whatever you want to do.
You have more of a personality type versus a looks type. Mm-hmm. I feel like you, Lauren, have a type.
I was going to say, I think I gravitate more towards like brunettes. Like, I don't think I've ever dated a blonde, but they look so different.
I thought you were going to say you have a type of like older men. What?
I mean, I don't have daddy issues.
No, but I'm not saying that, but your husband's like, what, 9 years ahead?
Yeah,
I was going to say more like guy facial hair, and you like broad
salt,
shoulders.
The salt and pepper, you like the gray.
I like distinguished.
Yeah. Rich. You like money.
Dal's the only guy I've ever dated, by the way, or obviously married, that had salt and pepper hair.
Hey, Lorraine, you want to get out of here? It depends. What kind of car are you driving? I feel like I'm going to get a pen thrown at me soon.
Yeah, it's coming. Okay. Keep going.
It's a Harvard pen.
Yeah, give me the heavy pen.
Let's do a quick round of phone calls, though. We want to find out, like, if your ex dated someone that looked like you, were you honored or were you insulted? And, like, what was your reaction when you saw it? 704-570-9595. Because I don't know how I would feel.
I was a little insulted. That's why I asked her if she feels like she's being replaced. That's what,
And I honestly, as we sit here right now, I don't know what to think. Like, I kind of see the fact that she's got the type, but I'm also, it's like, it's not Nicole.
Yeah, right. Well, Nicole's way more mature than I am.
Oh, gosh, I would feel so weird if Sterling broke up with me and dated a lookalike.
Yeah.
I would feel so strange by that.
Yep. All right, we'll take your phone calls, jump on that, and then lots more to do on a Wednesday show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Let's get right into it and say hi to Kennedy and Charlotte. Good morning, Kennedy.
Morning. So it's not my ex. It's actually my husband. He like 110% has a type. He's only dated like medium height brunettes. We all have the same skin tone and we all have names that start with Cuff. He dated two Claires, two Caitlins, and then I'm the last one, Kennedy.
Is there a chance, Kennedy, that it's all just by chance?
I don't know. It's
I think the name is probably by chance.
I don't know. I don't think any of it's a chance.
You don't?
That's a little strange for all of it to be.
But you mean to tell me if he goes out on a date with someone and they're medium height, dark skin, black hair, or, you know, brunette, and their name is Brittany, he's like, this ain't going to work.
Right.
I bet it's subconscious. I bet he doesn't even think about it. He just, for some odd reason, doesn't like those people.
Okay.
What's his name? Does it sound good?
Oh, no, his name is Blake. But it's been since middle school. Everyone he's dated has had a cuss name.
Yeah, there's something
okay.
more there.
All right, thanks, Kennedy.
That's so fascinating.
That's deep.
I bet there's a therapist listening to the show like saying, I'd love to talk to that guy.
Uh-huh.
there's a cuh issue somewhere in his life. This is Chris in Hickory Grove. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Hey, what's going on?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, Chris, we're all just kind of a little floored that Nicole's ex has someone in her crew now that looks like Nicole. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat because, like, my ex, the new guy that she got with, I knew who he was, and we had all been friends at one point in time. But I look kind of like Ragnar from Vikings. Like, I have the same hairstyle, the braids, covered in ink work. The guy she started dating really didn't have that much ink work and had just regular long hair. Well, not even 2 months in their relationship, I see him at the bar one day after work. I said, "What's up, man?" And he takes his hat off, and I look. He's got the same shaved head like I do on the sides, braids on the sides. Now he's working on his sleeve.
You thought you were looking in a mirror.
It's like, he said, "Dude, I like the new haircut." He said, "Yeah, the old lady said I should do a change, and she says this looks a lot better on me, and I need to work on my ink work." I was like, "Yeah, man." Because, wait, my haircut looks a lot like yours. I said it's the exact same haircut as mine.
That's awesome that Chris confronted the guy about it, too.
That's cool.
And I want to know now, Nicole, does 2.0 have tattoos, too, or is it just a hair thing?
2.0.
Jesus, Lauren, with the nickname. So y'all are so rude. Yeah, she has tattoos.
Sleeves like you?
I don't know if she has as many, but...
I know one thing, she doesn't have a Cam Newton tat on her.
Nope.
Cam did your own tat for you, personalized
guys, we
it.
We are an inclusive group.
Say that, yeah. How about that, 2.0?
George. Stop!
Okay, this is George in
Peatsland.
Peatsland.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
What do you got for us, George? Did somebody date someone that looked just like you?
No, I was married to a woman for 13 years, dated her in high school, got married, had two kids. We split up in 2015. I dated a few different women. Now my fiance, everybody tells me she looks identical to her.
Oh, your fiance now looks identical to your ex.
Yeah, they're two totally different people, but looks a lot alike.
Yeah.
You don't see it?
I don't see it, but anytime we go somewhere and I take my girls, they all say that they look like my fiance.
Where are you right now, by the way? I hear all this background noise, bud.
All these animals, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm out here in the yard.
Nice. In Peachland?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks for listening to us. Thanks for the call, okay?
All right, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I mean, is it any different than someone who, you know, has the same type of dog? I mean, like...
We have a type.
I mean, humans have types.
Listen, I thought it was so strange when my grandmother had like a chihuahua named Smokey. And when Smokey passed away, she got a same looking chihuahua, a little fatter, and still called it Smokey. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's what Lorraine's going to end up doing with Woofer.
Woofer's at the vet.
Okay. Listen, is there anything big happening? Can we just skip the dirty and count Can't Beat Lorraine as like our celebrity gossip
sure.
update?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, Roy, let's get us a player then.
All right, 704-570-9595-19 wins. Call now, take Lorraine down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.